This is Decoded Datebook for December 28th. On this date, in 1967, the Bismarck Tribune announced the astonishing news that four young men from western North Dakota had received successful kidney transplants that year. What made it even more astonishing was that only one other person from western North Dakota had received a kidney transplant before, in 1964. In 1967, successful kidney transplants were still relatively new. At that time, there were only 10 kidney transplant centers in the United States, and about 500 successful transplants had been performed. The first successful kidney transplant ever between identical twins had only been performed 13 years previously, in 1954. However, kidney transplants were not very successful until 1963, when a new drug protocol was created to suppress the immune system. The Western North Dakotan who received a successful kidney transplant in 1964 was 10-year-old Vivian Weiser. She first received a kidney from her father, but it failed. 6 weeks later, she had a transplant from an anonymous donor who died 6 hours before surgery. She lived until the age of 55, dying in 2010. Vivian and the four young men who got kidney transplants in 1967 had their operations at the University of Minnesota Hospital. 26-year-old David Cazeza of Richardton received his brother's kidney. David lived until he was 38, dying in 1980. 20-year-old Eugene McClellan of Mandan received his father's kidney. He lived to be 50, dying in 1998. 22-year-old Curtis Olson of Regent also received his father's kidney. He lived to be 71, dying in 2017. And 16-year-old Ray Fink of Burt received his twin brother's kidney. Sadly, he only lived another 10 years, dying in 1977 at the age of 25. These five young Western North Dakotans owed their extra years to a relatively new breakthrough in medical science. The kidney was the first organ to be successfully transplanted in 1954. The first successful liver transplant came in 1967, with heart and pancreas in 1968 and lungs in 1983. Today's Decoded Datebook is written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.